WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Businesses and consumers are bracing for the impact that President Trump's sweeping tariffs will have on their bottom line. Here's ABC's Sonia Rincon.
Legislation is not likely before Tuesday when they're set to take effect. Early estimates from economists show these tariffs could cost families anywhere from $800 to $1,500 a year.
American businesses pay the tariffs when products and materials cross the border.
And the first place we'll feel them is at the grocery store. Nearly half of our imported fresh produce comes from Mexico and Canada.
Those who work for USAID have been given notices not to come to work today as Elon Musk says President Trump has agreed to shut down the agency that provides billions in food aid and other assistance programs to foreign countries. Pete Hegseth planning his first trip to the border as defense secretary today. Thousands of protesters upset at Trump policies on immigration blocked streets and freeways in Los Angeles over the weekend. This is ABC News.
Now with this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Tad Allen. Dane County will no longer provide the federal government with names of former jail inmates believed to be undocumented immigrants. Sheriff Calvin Barnett announced last week his office has decided to cease involvement with the state criminal alien assistance program. Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany is again trying to remove gray wolves from the endangered species list. The 7th District Republican has introduced the Pet and Livestock Protection Act. It's nearly identical to the Trust in Science Act, which passed in the House, but not in the U.S. Senate last session. And the DMV is now offering the Wisconsin County Forests Association plate. The organization is a nonprofit that works to educate and sustain more than 2.4 million acres of healthy and productive forests for recreation in the state's forest product industry. The plates can be viewed on the DMV's website. Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
A little patchy fog, maybe even some frosty roads and surfaces this morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high of 35 this afternoon. Tonight will drop to 16. Tomorrow, cloudy, 26. More freezing rain and snow on Wednesday with a high Wednesday right around 32. Get the bathroom you've always wanted for $99 a month interest-free at BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
99.7.
Hello, old friends.
What do you want to do?
What do you want to do?
I want to make a carrot cake.
You couldn't have picked a better date.
What is that?
Today is National Carrot Cake Day.
Carrot cake.
Carrot cake. Carrot cake.
Oh, don't tell me what's in it. The diet starts tomorrow.
My diet starts tomorrow.
Carrot cake. Is it a dessert or a vegetable?
Does anybody have the time?
It's showtime.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grantley, 7:05 on Monday morning. Carrot cake, that sounds good. Billy Joel, it's still rock and roll to me on Max FM.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires? Are you gonna cruise the Miracle Mile? Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's true baby blue continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me. Oh, it doesn't matter what they say in the papers, cause it's always been the same old scene. There's a new band in town, but you can't get the sound from a story in a magazine. Aimed at your average teen. Just give it half a chance. Don't waste your money on a new set of speakers. You get more mileage from a cheap pair of sneakers. Next phase, new way, dance crazy. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me.
Alright,
honey. All you need are looks and a whole lot of money. It's the next phase, new wave, dance craze. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me. Everybody's talking about the new sound, funny, but it's still rock and roll to me.
'80s, '90s, and more.
Won't you call me, babe? Always something there to remind me.
99.7 Max FM.
Some of them hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave. 7:12 on Monday morning. I know it's Monday. Welcome back to our work week, everyone. But hey, we had a good weekend. The weather was pretty good. You know, we were able to get out and enjoy that. And you know, it wasn't bad for the end of January, starting February. And for all those that do celebrate Groundhog Day, yes, the groundhog was out and he did not see his shadow on Sun Prairie, apparently. So according to the furry rodent, we're going to have an early spring. I think I'll let the meteorologist weigh in on that one because, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. I know that we need some precipitation. I know a lot of people are not excited when we get a lot of snow at this time of year, but I can tell you in monitoring some things over the weekend that it's very dry out there. You should not be doing outdoor burning right now because it is that dry out there. There are some counties that have instituted burning bans due to that. So we do need precipitation. That's what it comes down to. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast today. Cloudy with a high of 33. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 12. On Tuesday, increasing clouds, a high of 22. On Wednesday, we do have a chance of snow and freezing rain in the afternoon with a high of 31. On Thursday, gradually clearing, a high of 28. Looking ahead towards the weekend, we're going to see highs in near 30, lows in the mid to 15 to 17 range. So, yeah, it's going to cool down. We're going to be seasonable for this time of year. So we do our next precipitation chance will be Wednesday into Wednesday night. Right now, this is looking to be minor accumulation in the area. It's a little early to call it yet, but kind of keeping tabs on that. And currently it's 33 degrees outside the Max FM studio. It is not bad out there. Been out and about running around and, you know, I'm glad to be out there. So enjoy the weather. All right. So how long has that bottle of ketchup been in your fridge? People magazine just named it one of the most dangerous expired condiments. Here are the top five condiments that might not last as long as you think. Number one, mayonnaise. It's got eggs. So once it's been open, the USDA says it's only good for 2 months. Give it the sniff test. If something doesn't smell right, chuck it. So yes, don't go by the expiration date on it. If you've had that jar of mayonnaise open for more than 2 months, it's time to chuck it and get a new one. Salad dressing. Creamy kinds that have eggs or cheese are supposed to be tossed after 2 months. Only dressings last longer. So there you go. Again, same deal. If that's been in your fridge for 2 months and has been used, you need to get rid of it. Don't go by the expiration date. Now, this one was interesting. I was reading this morning. I did not expect this on the list. Ketchup and barbecue sauce. You've got about 6 months to use them up. Keep an eye on the color. If it changes, toss them. Mustard, it lasts longer because there's vinegar in it. Once you break the seal, you got up to 1 year to use it up. Now, soy sauce, this is something that people assume is one that lasts forever. But again, you have a year to use it. So a lot of people in the comments of the thing from People magazine said, yeah, that's not right. And then they said, if something smells fine, they're going to keep using it. That was the general consensus on it. In our household, we kind of keep an eye on the expiration dates. I've never really heard of the 2 month thing until today. So that's kind of interesting. But we do the smell test in our house. If it doesn't smell right, we're going to toss it. Or if it doesn't look right, that's the other way that we judge it, is based on look and smell. So what are your thoughts on this? 608-355-9970. Send me a text. Do you check to see if those things are expired? How long do you do that? Leave them in your fridge? And do you decide based on look, smell, taste, so forth? What do you do with it? How long do you let those things go? Or were you even aware that some of these things after 2 months of being open, you're supposed to toss? Text me. Let me know your thoughts. You can use the free Civic Media app, or you can text 608-355-9970. It was very interesting to come across this morning, to say the least, because I didn't realize that one. Now, the other thing that was kind of funny in our household was Worcestershire sauce. We had always opened it and left it in our pantry, and then someone said, you realize you're supposed to refrigerate Worcestershire sauce after you open it. I'm like, is that really true? And then one of the jars we had that said refrigerate after opening. So yes, we've been refrigerating it since then, but I'm like, does that really go bad if you leave it out? You know, it's sealed up. It's in the pantry. It's not exposed to a lot of light. So that one was not on the list from People Magazine, but definitely curious to see what your thoughts are on that. Again, text me 608-355-9970. Let me know your thoughts on expired condiments. Do you go by the two-month rule? Do you have a different thought process? I'm going to be curious what people have to say about this one this morning, because we usually just go by the expiration date. And then again, I said the look and smell. So I know Wendy's kind of that same mindset as me as well. And she maybe will expand on that tonight. I do want to mention that we do have a few people on vacation. Emily's on vacation this week, so that's why it's just me for the morning. She'll be back with us next week. And then also, Jay Roberts is on a much-deserved vacation this week. So what we're doing is we're moving Mace Michaels up from nights to days. Yes, Mace is going to be up early this morning, and he's going to be on the air by 11 o'clock this morning. He'll be on 11 to 4. Of course, then Aaron will be in for his normal routine. And then Wendy is going to be filling in 7 to midnight all week long. So yes, she's got a rotation that she's going to be filling in for and kind of helping us out, as we do have people that are on vacation this week. You know, it's not a bad thought. Vacation. I'm going to wait until it's a little bit warmer when I can get a little bit of fishing in, maybe, and maybe a little bit of golf too. I know a golf course was open. Wendy and I talked about that over the weekend. A little bit chilly out there to be golfing yet, we thought. And also trying to get the tees into the ground, right, Wendy? Those are going to break, wouldn't you think? She says get the drill. So there you go. That was her advice, was get the drill out if you're going to try to golf at this time of year. But then you got a heavy coat on. Then I'm thinking that's going to mess up my golf swing. Wait, everything messes up my golf swing. I'm by no means an expert. I'll leave it to the professionals, to say the least. So, yeah, and it's one of those that I just want to do it when it's warm. I'll get out and enjoy it. A little too cool for shorts just yet. But when we break that 50 again, definitely time for shorts weather. As a reminder, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary today or know someone that is, text those into us as well. 608-355-9970. We'll talk about those at 7:40 this morning as we celebrate our celebrity birthdays. Also at 8:10 this morning, going to talk about the pets of the week from the Saucony Humane Society. Some couple of cuties there. We're definitely going to give them some much-deserved attention. That'll be at 8:10 this morning. It is More Music Mornings with Dave on Max FM.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and Don Larson Ford.com.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from, with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
Imagine walking into your home or office and everything is perfectly in place, calm, organized, and stress-free. How sweet would that be? It is possible and easier than you think with Sweet Sanctuary Services. Casey, your expert organizer, doesn't just clear your clutter. She transforms your space and your energy. From removing unwanted items to using feng shui to bring balance and harmony, you'll feel lighter and more focused. Visit sweetsanctuary.biz today and make life a little sweeter.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
We'll be right back.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave. It is 7:27 on Monday morning. Here is Prince, Purple Rain on Max FM.
I never meant to call you in your sorrow. I never meant to call you in your pain. I'm the one who wants to have these laughing. Purple rain, purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you. It is 7:31 on Monday morning. Hope everyone's having a great Monday so far. As a reminder, we will be celebrating birthdays and anniversaries at 7:40 this morning. If you know of someone that is celebrating, please text those in to us, 608-355-9970, or you can text them in via the free Civic Media app. We will have our celebrity birthday list. We have a couple local birthdays, but we want to make sure we don't miss anyone, so please text those in to us now. As a heads up, we received word from the Beyond Blessed Food Pantry that they will be closed this Wednesday as they work on a new traffic plan. They had a few things happen on the past Wednesday night, so they want to correct this as soon as possible. So they are going to be closed this Wednesday and plan to have a new traffic plan in place for next Wednesday. So again, the Beyond Blessed Food Pantry will be closed this Wednesday as they work on a new traffic plan, and they will be reopening the following Wednesday. So they want to make sure everyone was aware of that and had a heads up on that. So February 5th, Beyond Blessed Pantry is closed. They will reopen on Wednesday, February 12th, with a new traffic plan in place. So they want everyone to be aware of that and know what's going on. We appreciate them working to get that all situated. We just ask everyone to please be patient as they work through that. And I know that they will have a good plan in place. We were talking with them late last week about this. So they do have a plan. They are working on it. So looking forward to that. And so, okay, I'm not sure why I'm getting that text message. I get some interesting messages every once in a while, and that, okay, now that one makes sense. I'm like, why am I getting a message about a song that's playing? I'm glad people are keeping me on my toes this morning, on our text line this morning. So again, birthdays and anniversaries, text those in 608-355-9970. We want to give everyone a reminder that the Baraboo FFA presents their 6th annual Flapjacks for Farmers and Friends. This will be Saturday, February 15th, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Baraboo High School. That's located at 1201 Draper Street. All proceeds this year will be going to the Baraboo Community Heroes. The Baraboo Community Heroes impacts the Baraboo community by helping low-income families and children going through difficult situations. Through their fundraising, they ensure that everyone gets to have a great Christmas. The cost for this is $7 per person. What a deal. The menu includes pancakes, sausage, eggs, cheese, and beverages. Dine in or carry out. So again, the 6th annual Flapjacks for Farmers and Friends presented by the Baraboo FFA, Saturday, February 15th from 8 a.m. to noon at the Baraboo High School. Mark your calendars now. You don't want to miss it. I know Wendy and I are going to try to make an appearance at that as well on behalf of the radio station. And we just look forward to help supporting the community and enjoying some great food as well. Coming up, we'll look at sports and weather. More Music Mornings with Dave on Max FM.
Morning, welcome to the Gavin Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Today, we have an online-only auction ending at 9 a.m. for our February firearms and sporting good-related auction. This auction features over 400 firearms, ammunition, hunting and fishing items, as well as sporting goods. Again, that online-only auction ends today at 9 a.m. Tomorrow, we have an antique and primitive online-only auction ending at 9 a.m. There's a preview today at our auction facility in Reedsburg from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. On Thursday, we have the Belk Brothers Farm Retirement online-only auction ending at 10 a.m. There's a preview at the farm near Fond du Lac on Wednesday from 11 to 1. This auction features late-model John Deere equipment, including planters, tractors, combine, and other farm harvest and other related equipment. Check our website at GavinBros.com for a catalog and more information. Remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to GavinBros.com or call 524-6416.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
The Eagles and Chiefs arrived in New Orleans yesterday, a week ahead of Super Bowl 59. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Super Bowl Media Day is set for tonight. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 30 points and 11 rebounds, but the Bucks still dropped their third straight, 132-119 to Memphis at Pfizer Forum. The Bucks at Oklahoma City tonight. Brewers reached a contract agreement with All-Star catcher William Contreras on Friday, avoiding an arbitration hearing that was set for later this week. The deal includes a club option for 2020. Contreras hit .281 with 23 homers last season. The Brewers now have agreed to terms with all of their arbitration-eligible players. Women's college basketball yesterday, Green Bay won its 12th straight, knocking off IU Indy 76-54, Purdue down Wisconsin 84-71, Villanova 65, Marquette 53. Men's college action Saturday, Wisconsin a winner, Marquette fell to UConn. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM weather sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
A little patchy fog, maybe even some frosty roads and surfaces this morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high of 35 this afternoon. Tonight, we'll drop to 16. Tomorrow, cloudy, 26. More freezing rain and snow on Wednesday with a high Wednesday right around 32. Get the bathroom you've always wanted for $99 a month interest-free at BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
99.7.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave, 7:37 on Monday morning. Don't forget to text in those birthdays and anniversaries, 608-355-9970. We'll talk about those shortly. Here is Kings of Leon, You Somebody on Max FM.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Color me your car. Color me your car.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Blondie, call me. More music, mornings with Dave, 7:45 Monday morning. You can always text me, 608-355-9970. If you know someone that's celebrating a birthday anniversary, we're going to talk about those right now, but you still have time to text them in, 608-355-9970. It is Monday, February 3rd. Yes, we flipped those calendars, or I really should flip the calendar in studio next to me because it still has January. But yes, it is Monday, February 3rd. Let's take a look at our celebrity birthdays. Talua Bell Willis is 31. That would be Bruce Willis and Demi Moore's daughter. Sean Kingston is 35, chubby pop rapper who almost died in a jet skiing accident. He was born in Florida but spent his childhood in Jamaica. Bridget Reagan is 43, Monica Stevens on The Rookie, and Sasha on The Last Ship, yes. And she was also the crime lord Sinestro in Jane the Virgin and the Russian sleeper agent Dottie Underwood on Agent Carter. So very busy career for her. Amal Almden is 47 and Miss George Clooney since September 2014. Daddy Yankee is 48. He has 8.63 billion YouTube views and counting. Malin Ward is 44 or 48. She is from Boy Meets World and she went from being an actress to doing some other entertainment. We'll just leave it at that. Isla Fisher is 49. She is a psycho Gloria in Wedding Crashers. I remember that one. That is priceless. Warwick Davis is 55. He is a 3'6" giant. He is Willow, both Professor Flitwick and the Goblin Giphook and the Harry Potter movies, and the evil Leprechaun in the first four Leprechaun movies. He's been in a lot of different shows, so yes, he is 55 today. Maura Tierney is 60. We know her as Abby on ER and Helen on the Showtimes of The Affair. She was supposed to star in Parenthood, but backed out after being diagnosed with breast cancer. But she's back out there working regularly and doing great. Nathan Lane is 69 years old. Morgan Fairchild is 75 years old. Also, John Lovett's wife. Dave Davies from The Kinks is 78 years old. And here's a good one. Blythe Danner is 82. She's Gwyneth Paltrow's mother. She also played Robert De Niro's wife in the Focker movies. Yes, she is 82 today. Great movies if you've not had a chance to see those. And Fran Tarkington is 85, Hall of Famer quarterback and host of That's Incredible. He does not act his age whatsoever. Oh my goodness, 85 years old today. And we can't forget one of the most important birthdays. It's Elmo's birthday from Sesame Street, forever, like 3.5 years old. So, yes, it is Elmo's birthday today from Sesame Street. So, yes, we all know who Elmo is. And, wow, I saw that come up in a couple of different places. And I'm like, I cannot forget to talk about that one. No, we do have two local birthdays. Donna Grinstead, happy birthday to you. And happy birthday to the one and only Veronica Petty. I hope you're having a great birthday today. I already saw a post of some flowers and cards, so I know you're having a great birthday today. So happy birthday to you, Veronica. And I know Joel is excited to celebrate with you today. Now, you have to let me know, are you guys doing anything special today? So yes, it is Veronica's birthday and such a great individual. We really appreciate her very much. So happy birthday, Veronica. I hope you're having a fantastic day. And if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary, happy birthday or happy anniversary today. I hope you have a great day and enjoy your day. As a reminder, you can always text those in ahead of time. We'll put them into our calendar, 608-355-9970. More music mornings with Dave on Max FM.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking lasting relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. Baraboo Reads presents a community discussion series. It's around the book The Sum of Us, and it'll be hosted by Dr. Rainey Briggs. All the meetings will be held in the library auditorium. Upcoming discussions include Thursday the 13th, Thursday the 20th, and Tuesday the 25th. All the meetings will be from 5 until 6:30. Check out the Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Public Library for all the details and register in person at the library. Again, this discussion series will continue through the end of February. And the George Culver Community Library will be hosting their Sweetheart Party. This will be happening on Saturday, February 8th from 10:30 until 12:30. Join them in the community room and create a Valentine's Day card for a loved one. Make a craft, play some games, and dance to fun music. It's an event where you can bring the whole family to celebrate. No registration is required and geared towards everyone. Again, this event is going to be on Saturday, February 8th from 10:30 until 12:30 at the George Culver Community Library in Sauk City. And the Reedsburg VFW will be hosting their monthly buffet breakfast at the Thurber Greenwood VFW Hall on Veterans Drive in Reedsburg. Made to order omelets, scrambled eggs, breakfast sausage, hash browns, and more. It's a great opportunity to support the local veterans, enjoy the VFW hall and memorabilia, and gather with members of the community. All proceeds go right back into helping veterans, their families, and community programs. It's $10 per person. Children under 10 are $1 for each year of age. Again, this is every second Sunday of the month from 8 a.m. until 12 p.m. at the Thurber Greenwood VFW Hall in Reedsburg.
The Birth Center at Reedsburg Area Medical Center invites you and your baby to fourth trimester support, held the second Wednesday of each month from 10:30 to noon in the Birth Center Family Lounge at RAMC. Get support from nurses and other moms, guest speakers, questions and answers, camaraderie, support for you on the journey with your newborn. The next fourth trimester support is this Wednesday. For more information, visit ReedsburgAreaMedicalCenter.com.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
99.7 Max FM.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Just like Ronnie said,
be my
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Trump tariffs against Mexico, China, and Canada go into effect tomorrow morning. The president says Americans may feel some pain, but it will be worth it. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze with more.
Prices are likely to rise on clothes, appliances, and children's toys, with 85% of all toys in the U.S. made in China. The CEO of toy company Basic Fun tells us the price of a popular toy like a Tonka truck could go up from $30 now to $40 by Christmas.
Donald Trump advisor Elon Musk now has access to the federal government's funding agency. He has been given access to the U.S. Treasury Department's vast payment system. After a fight with the official who oversees the system, that official has now been placed on administrative leave. Staffers at the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, were instructed to stay out of the agency's Washington